Within his capabilities, the enemy of Vietnam is waging total war. All day, everywhere. And his intensification of violence is limited only by his resources and not by any moral inhibitions. For years, the enemy has been blowing bridges, interrupting traffic, cutting roads, sabotaging power stations, blocking canals, and attacking airfields in the south, and he continues to do so. This is a daily occurrence. Bombing in the north has been centered on precisely these same kinds of targets and for the same military purposes, to reduce the supply, interdict the movement, and impair the effectiveness of enemy military forces. To us, a ceasefire means ceasefire. Our observance of past truces has been open and subject to public scrutiny. The enemy permits no such observation in the north or the south. He traditionally has exploited ceasefire periods when the bombing has been suspended to increase his resupply and infiltration activity. This is the enemy. This has been the challenge. The only strategy which can defeat such an organization is one of unrelenting but discriminating military, political, and psychological pressure on his whole structure and at all levels.